Is your husband from France, or did he just speaks it?
He just speaks it. He spent time over there in college, so.
Nice.
Probably, yeah.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Hey!
There you
go. Nice.
Made it?
Just for you.
Did you come back well rested?
Sorta.
I know those trips go.
Yeah, we had a couple too many parties, I think, down
there. Oh, jeez.
I'm sure it was all the tennis, Jeff.
We had some tennis. We had some golf. We had some hikes.
Florida or Hawaii or where were you?
Palm Springs.
Oh, okay.
Lots of good food. Too much.
Apparently lots of good alcohol as well.
There was some. Next morning, looked at the level on the bottles. We went, really?
Yeah. Anytime you're ready.
I guess we can get started.
We must be on mute, I take
it. Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
I usually hang up when I.
Okay. I'll be in charge of the mute button then.
Is the recorder going?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good morning, everyone. This is the February Willamette FPOM meeting. Let's start by finding out who we have on the phone. Do we have anyone from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service?
This is Mike Hudson. Good morning.
Good morning. How about the Grand Ronde Tribes? How about Willamette Valley Project?
Dustin's here. Tammy.
Good morning, Dustin.
Hey, guys, this is Chad.
Morning, this is Doug Garlitz.
Who is that?
Doug Garlitz.
Oh, Doug. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, do we have anyone from BPA? And aside from those in the room, do we have anyone on the phone from ODFW?
This is Greg up at Marion Forks Minto.
Brett at South San Ian Foster.
All right. And aside from Lance in the room, anyone else from NOAA Fisheries? Anne's not calling in today.
No, she said she was out today.
Okay. Do we have anyone from FFU?
Good morning, Tammy, everyone. Bob Wertheimer's here.
Good morning.
And this is Stephen Sack, FFU.
Good morning, Stephen. All right, anyone else on the phone that I didn't call?
This is Rachel in Portland.
Oh, yes, PME. Thank you, Rachel.
This is Jess Jones with the Army Corps in Portland.
Oh, one of the MOCs.
Okay. Okay, thank you. All right, anyone else? All right, here in the room, this is Tammy with the Corps of Engineers.
This is Lance Kruzik with NOAA Fisheries.
Elise Kelly, ODFW.
Chris Walker with the Corps.
Jeff Ziller, ODFW.
Ryan Couture, ODFW.
All right. All right. Are there any updates that we need to make to the agenda? None. It's a larger agenda than we've normally had, so this should take up some time. Let's start with approving the January FPOM meeting minutes. There were some edits made, right?
Correct.
Is everyone ready to approve those? Or anyone need more time to review and provide edits?
We got comments from ODFNW, and then I believe there was other comments as well.
Okay. We will say those are approved. Moving on to the action items. The first one is a water quality update. Do you have an update on that, Chris? Or
that was Greg was going to provide, a report to Ann Mullen in regards to TDG below Big Cliff, or no, below, it's an overall water quality report, but it includes Big Cliff and other projects where we have TDG issues. And the concern was how long does it take TDG to dissipate below the project? And it was just providing information on that to Ann.
Was that done?
I have no idea.
Okay. We'll just leave it on there until we know for sure. Unless Dustin, Chad, or Doug, do you know if Greg did that?
I'm not sure, Demi.
That's fine. We'll just leave it on the agenda for pending. The next one is his as well. Did you receive an update?
No.
Okay. All right. So, moving on to Jeff's action item, which I believe, well, I have a copy of it, but maybe that's just the one that was.
That was the.
Is that done?
Yeah. So, I think we got that, the new MOC thing out. I think I did send out the Steep Pass design and such to the group quite a while ago.
Yeah, you sent it.
Last meeting, yeah.
I did not send it to the entire Wood Palm group, though. Or did you hit reply all to one of my messages, or was it just?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
You can probably post it to last month's and this month's meeting. So that design is.
So the design basically has not changed. It's the same one. So.
Excellent. All right, and then the last one was mine, and we will actually discuss that a little bit further down in the agenda under item number 5. So we'll delay that discussion for now. All right, so moving on to updates. Starting with the North Saniam and Marion Forks Hatchery.
Greg, do you want to start this, or?
Sure. Everything's going well at Marion Forks. We're planning on ponding probably next week. The Chinook we spawned in September. All the smolts from the year before were transferred down to Minto. Half of them have been released. The other half will go out probably the end of March. Everybody heard about the gas and diesel spill. Really didn't affect either facilities, and it didn't sound like other than one possible dead Chinook smolt. I hadn't heard of any other fatalities in the river. Response was quick, and I will commend everybody on communications. It went pretty smooth. Down here at Minto, we've seen 4 winter steelhead. Counts at the falls continue to be good, so we're anticipating a few more in the next month or two. Other than that, everything's good. We did release the first group of the smolts a couple weeks ago. Flows were down low enough that the hydraulic wave there at the bottom of the ladder allowed us a chance to release a fish. They went out nice. Not much predation either. Usually we have otters, mergansers, eagles, and didn't see any of them. So that went well. That's about all I got.
All right. The valves. So we're still working with small projects on doing something with the valves.
Best path forward.
Yeah. Yeah, so we haven't dropped it. It's just slow moving right now. All right. Anything else for Marion Forks? Moving on to Minto Fish Facility. So we have a new agenda item on here, which is maintenance activities needed or recently completed. And we met with Valley staff last week, and It sounds like ODFW is putting together a spreadsheet of maintenance items that they see at each facility. And so what we thought is we could bring that here every month to provide an update as to where we are and getting some of that maintenance work completed. The stuff that, and the contract has some of that that may be ODFW responsibility, some of it may be core responsibility. And so we can talk about that and make sure that we are tracking all of those issues. I don't think we have anything for this. Did you send out the spreadsheet this morning?
No.
We
Ryan, myself, and Dustin had a discussion, I believe it was yesterday, about this, but I did not bring anything for this specific meeting.
And that's fine. It's just you guys will see it on the agenda, and that's what that will be.
So I guess I'm sending it out twice a month. Chris is on that distribution. Is there anybody else I need to add?
I don't think so, Greg. Chris can send it to the rest of the FPOM group right before the meeting and then post whatever that last update is to the website for anyone who needs to pull it off of there.
Okey-doke. And just an update on recently completed. The crew came down and replaced the solenoids on the airburst system, and that is 100% up and running. They were also able to clear all three of the errors on the PLC with the AWS gates, ladder gates, and the pre-sort valves. So we're back and running it auto for there. So big kudos to them. They worked hard and got her done.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you to the project on that, too. All right, hopper operation.
Sure, yeah. So there's the talk about reevaluating how we operate the hopper in regards to safety, what to do in terms of response if we do have an issue with the breaker. So there's more to come on that in terms of putting together some sort of procedure as to operation and then response if something does happen in regards to something failing. And
those are two, you see those as two separate.
Yeah.
The document. So the I mean, so we sent you a draft of a job hazard analysis on the hopper operation, and so is the idea that the your core safety folks review that, provide some feedback.
Right, and I don't know what form that'll exactly take on.
Okay.
Like SOP for the operation.
Right.
And then where this other piece fits, but I think we need to document it somewhere, and that's kind of what we've been talking about in terms of
but
the hopper overall.
Sounds good. And then Greg, so. What we'll need to do is we can work through more of this offline, but then develop you know, whatever steps or strategies we would do to maintain fish life in the hopper in the event of a future event that occurred in the past, like that, like the breaker issue. Anyway, we'll chat more, but
right.
Excellent. All right, AWS Kate.
Yeah, Greg, so that's what you just talked about, right? The project
well,
came
so the, had an issue with the PLC, wasn't reading those parameters. But as far as the AWS rotary motors were still down to, the one was taken off AWS gate 7 and put on gate 2 a couple years ago, and then that broken one was taken up, and I don't think that one has been fixed yet. It's up at Detroit, and then we've had another, now gate two went bad again. Talking with Greg Eichmann, they believe the issue is water coming up through the conduit and getting wet inside. When we had talked a couple weeks ago, he wanted to wait till it dried out, and then they were going to take them a couple at a time and take them apart and see if that is the issue, and then have to somehow hydraulically seal that conduit coming into it to see if that's the issue. He just thinks that they're getting water in them, and that's what's causing the issues. So hopefully in the next couple of weeks as we dry out, they'll be able to open those up and look at them.
Great. All right. And the last item is the juvenile release pipe. So this one, because we didn't follow the process that we had in place before, we are going to follow it now. This issue has been sent to the Willamette Fitterwig group for them to evaluate and determine if there's any data gaps. If there's data gaps, then they'll go to RM&E for discussion, and then we'll work through it from there. So if there are potential operational changes through this process, we'll be able to tease those out. If it does come down to a structural fix, we will likely be looking at designing that maybe a little bit differently than what is currently out there on the deck, just so it's more easily removable and you don't have the two crane pick, because that's a risky crane operation. So that is moving slowly through the process, and it will stay on the agenda just so we can provide you an update every month for that. And Fenton has it on the Fitterwig agenda, and I think you guys have a meeting, is it next week?
It'll be April.
Oh, it's moved to April.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else for the North Santa Am? Okay, let's move to the South Santa Am.
No, I didn't hear Brett on, or is he on?
Yeah, no, everything at the facility is going good. We released our 600,000 of our spring release, spring Chinook, between here and the last meeting, and then we received another 130,000, the remaining 130,000 spring Chinook from Willamette for acclimation, and we'll be releasing those in a couple weeks. Just ponded our summer steelhead fry, and that's going well. And other than that, nothing major fish culture wise at South Santa Am. At Foster, we fired the ladder back up on February 4th, and we've only trapped three wild winter steelhead so far. They were hauled up to the South Fork to the River Bend site, and then prior to that we did some work to the River Bend site and were able to kind of shift the pipe around farther up the bank and get it staked in, and so should be able to use that site for the remainder of the season. And just continue to check it daily, and we're sweeping it several times a week, and we'll move more fish up when we get them. And that's about it.
Yeah, the only other items that he didn't mention that are on the agenda relate to the ongoing issue of collection in the ladder, and Fenton's going to be putting together an MLC in regards to spill operations this year for that. And then he's also putting together another memorandum for fish passage operations as well. So those are in the near term.
So Chris, okay. Were those adjustments that were made last season and pulled fish in and kind of
right
getting ahead of that?
Get a little bit more of ahead of it and do it earlier.
Okay, great.
Whatever we think is more optimal.
Yeah.
So.
Super.
And we'll talk about that likely soon, hopefully.
Okay.
So would the River Bend site go on the maintenance list that's being created?
That one's kind of a tough one for us since we don't own it, the property.
Right. So there is still ongoing discussion as to how to fund, and then the issue, it being on county property. So it's on the radar, but it hasn't gotten very far.
So it can definitely be on that spreadsheet.
Okay.
So that we don't lose track of it, just we're struggling internally with how to deal with that one right now.
Yeah, okay, all right.
All right, anything else for South Santa Am? Let's move on to Mackenzie.
Was Kurt on?
You know, with Mackenzie, I think we'll talk about is the MOC for the water supply and further down the agenda. So I mean, those are the hot issues in Mackenzie, the water supply issues and the trapping sorting at Leeburg Dam. Other than that, things are going well. They're incubating and early rearing spring chinook at Mackenzie. All of the larger fish are currently at Leeburg, and we've transferred back. Smoltz released the first group, just about to release the second group, but then. So everything's going well between the shared facilities at Leeburg and Mackenzie. No issues.
So one update that I have for Mackenzie Hatchery and the water supply is a little bit different than the MOC, is that we do finally have a PM assigned to look at the water supply.
Okay.
And it will be the same PM working on McKenzie that will also be working on Coal Rivers. So at least there'll be some consistency and some built up knowledge on natural water supplies.
What's the scope of work for that?
For McKenzie?
Yeah.
What I had requested was that by the end of the fiscal year, we at least have a start of, because I'm not an engineer, I'll use the wrong acronyms for the reports, but basically an alternatives report for what are some of the options for getting water to the hatchery, if it's piping or a well or whatever the case may be. And so it should be looking at all of those potential options for getting water, and then we will have to work with NOAA and ODFW to make sure that whatever water we bring in is the right kind of water that we want there. Because if it's a well and it's pulling from an aquifer, that may not work if you want McKenzie River water.
Okay. And how does EWAB then work into that mix?
So
they're going to be very important.
My goal for the PDT is to come up with an independent, secure water source, totally independent of Leeburg Canal, so that regardless of what EWAB does, we are still able to get water, the necessary water to the hatchery.
Okay. Not using the dam at all?
If there are options to not use the dam. If that ends up being our only option, then that should also come out in that report.
But McKenzie doesn't have a water right off of the river right now, right? The hatchery.
Yeah, it does.
But
the point of diversion is at Leeburg Dam.
Yeah.
Okay, but they are allowed to take McKenzie River water. Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the canal awesome. Is river water. Like Jeff said, the point of diversion is that is at, you know, in the river at the dam.
Right. So you could just do a pipe from there to the hatchery potentially.
Eventually.
Okay. All right. So, Tammy, this would be a long-term solution. That's the goal of the group? Huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because ultimately our goal is to turn over these facilities to hopefully ODFW or whoever can take them on, but we're not going to do that without making sure that they can function as a hatchery, so it has to be a long-term solution.
And that was by the end of the year or the end of the fiscal year? What did you say?
The alternatives by the end of the fiscal year, and then we'll have to narrow down. So there'll be more discussion as a region as to which ones we really want to explore further, and then it'll go through that whole engineering process with the, whatever reports they do, and then plans and specs and then construction. All right, anything else for McKenzie before? Aside from the MOCs that are on there. Okay, Middle Fork. And I don't think I heard Dan on.
No, Dan is not. Did you for the McKenzie? I think we skipped.
Oh.
Cougar, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And Leeburg.
Cougar Fish Facility. Doug and Chad, what do you
think? Yeah, so just kind of finishing up last-minute scheduled maintenance up the facility. Crews have reinstalled the AWS and FWS pumps, and we are planning on opening the facility March 16th. That's all I have.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. Anything else in the McKenzie? Now we'll move on to the Middle Fork.
I don't have any updates for the Middle Fork. The releases... Jeff, I guess you want to talk about the releases of Chinook into the coast of Middle Fork? Or coast and...
Sure.
Fall Creek. I don't... So that is an MOC. We can just chat about that then, I guess. Later in the agenda.
Sure, that would make it more consolidated within the minutes.
It will help Aaron.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll pass on other Middle Fork related updates.
All right, so how about Fall Creek?
Hi, everyone. This is Doug Garlitz. Same as Cougar, we're prepping for the 2020 season and anticipate opening on 16 March to get that facility running.
Excellent.
So, Doug, this is Lance. So from your season last year at Fall Creek, were there issues that needed to be addressed or kind of on the list of improvements for that facility, or things work pretty well there?
We're pretty happy with the performance last year. So just a basic tweaking of a new facility is all we're really going through growing pains here. So nothing huge.
Hey, Lance, this is Dustin. So contractors are wrapping up the changes to the head box that I think we're increasing some of the capacity to drain that. So they're wrapping up that modification to the contract. Associated with the facility, but not specific, is our contractor did some work on lining the water supply pipes to the fish facility. That was a pretty challenging contract for us, and the work is not all complete at this point. So we're going to be monitoring the performance of that pipelining here early in the season. The intent would be to get some water moving through the facility and kind of monitor how that stuff is adhering. I don't know if everybody on the phone remembers, but last year we had some loss of material that ended up in the fish facility. So there's some observation we're going to do early in the season, and this is all part of, you know, rehabbing some of the infrastructure around the Fall Creek facility. But we're not anticipating anything at this point that's going to delay us operating.
Okay, thanks.
This is Jeff. Is there a reason that we don't open that facility a little bit earlier to get the first part of the winter steelhead run?
Hi, this is Doug. We've talked about that. I just think consensus is so far is mid-March. We can bring that, keep that discussion going, though. We have, as a group, talked about that in the past. But with the new facility and all the contractual constraints and timelines, I think we're still on the mid-March for opening, closing mid-October this year.
Doug, can you remind me what we saw? I thought when we opened it up, we immediately had fish last year.
I can go grab that spreadsheet here.
We typically
see the winter steelhead early when we open up the facility, but last year we didn't see. We saw our first winter steelhead the 19th of March, so they're around in the system. First salmon last year wasn't until May.
Yeah, I was mainly considering winter steelhead. So. Okay.
Yeah, they're floating around. We know it. So, and that's been pretty much the reasoning for changing the opening date to earlier has been for the winter steelhead. So the discussion's out there.
So before we move off the hatchery updates or whatever, so again, this year we have the option to incorporate natural origin salmon into the brood stocks if we meet the criteria. So just reminder of that for you all. So if there's proposals that ODFW Corps is interested in, let's talk about those and get them on the table and whatever details we need to work through on those. So I don't know what the forecast is for Willamette returns, but
it's
there's
not any better than last year. It's about the same.
Okay. But yeah, be thinking about that.
Considerably lower than the forecast last year.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. That's something we need to get written down somewhere.
Yeah. So I think in the biop stuff, I have it right here. Written proposal, get it to us, I think, before June 1st. You know, earlier the better. But yeah, just look at your projections for in-river. I know McKenzie was quite a bit better than overall returns to the Willamette, so there may be some opportunities to do that. Whatever the numbers look like for the particular programs.
So something that we added to the agenda was all the HGMP biop terms and conditions as well. So month we see how we're doing on all those.
All right, great.
All right, so item 4.5, bull trout and Oregon chub, and this is chattered. Doug, if you have an update, great, or Dustin, otherwise we can just wait on this. But this is just an opportunity to provide an update as to where those contracts are and what work is anticipated this year.
Yeah, and I guess what I know is that we're working internally to resolicit the contract. Don't anticipate any hurdles to that at this point, but I don't have any specific dates that I can provide.
Okay. Thank you. And that brings us to Rachel.
Yeah, we're continuing to plan for studies for RM&E, and everyone should have gotten the email this morning that Fitterwig this month is canceled, so plan on, or not this month, sorry, for March is canceled, so plan on April. Benton also asked me to remind you of the special operations request for spillover the weir that's still being vetted in, internally, just to keep that on your radars. And I think that's... Sorry, I'm getting new information. We're starting spill on March 1 to June 15. And that's all I have. Any questions?
We're talking about foster spill, right, for the special operations?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Any questions for Rachel? Did we have anyone from Water Management join us? Do you want to give those updates?
Sure. I don't have anything for water quality specifically.
Okay. Do we need to keep that as an update on the agenda?
I mean, personally, I don't mind giving the water quality update, but I think the flow ones, I don't know, it's just kind of odd. You're just kind of looking at the website, listening to how it flows, but maybe it does have value and I don't realize it. I'm not sure.
So I guess I would just ask everyone to think about that. If it doesn't need to be on the agenda, we can take it off if you find value in it.
Or we can just do highlights, if there are highlights, like...
Where we deviate from.
You know, go below minimum, but that'll be an MLC section, or if we're having a weird water year, I don't know.
We don't have to decide now, just think about it.
My 2 cents on that would be if there are key decisions that the flow group is making, that those be brought up at these meetings, but I don't know that the individual statistics on the flow or all that, they discuss those at the flow meeting. So just what might affect the facilities and the rest of the operations.
So for today, what do you want me to do? Skip it?
Have they had a flow meeting yet this year?
Mm-hmm. No.
Nothing there then.
Okay.
Well, I haven't looked recently, but what are the teacups looking like for water year this year?
So you might as well give it.
Well, I'll just take a look at the teacups.
They're kind of on curve, aren't they? At least for Green Peter and Detroit, I thought.
Yeah.
A little below, I guess.
I looked at Detroit. I think they're 14 feet under.
Oh, are they? Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, I was looking down at Detroit yesterday, and it definitely looked lower than some of the others. So.
Green Peter, we're about 10 feet under. Let's do the major ones. I'm on it. Cougar. And it's 23.
Chris, will there be some modeling or projections on filling Detroit? That's obviously, for us being here, the question I get asked probably the most.
Yeah, there will be, and typically around this time of year we have our flow meeting kickoff, where we kind of get the initial forecast, and those continue depending on the water year that we have. I haven't actually talked to our water management in the last week or so, so I haven't heard anything.
Okay. we see something with snowpack levels and water content, and then projections for the summer fill or the spring fill. So
it's later in the spring that we get that forecast projection, Greg. And typically, I know that we're running that tension around April when Detroit has their recreation meeting. So we're providing some preliminary modeling based on that forecast of abundance for the water year. So it's still pretty early yet to be doing that. We just started refill, you know, a couple weeks ago.
Sure, when you have that, I'd appreciate it.
One thing you can tell them, Greg, is that the model becomes a lot more solid the closer to April 15th you get. And these early predictions aren't really worth a whole lot until you know, see what the weather does.
I agree. I'll just give him your number, Jeff.
Thanks. Just Elise.
Nice.
All right. We'll move on to pinniped update. Do any of you ODFW folks have an update?
Kelly did send one out. Do you want to give it?
Yeah, sure. That they went down the lower Willamette last week. They saw no California sea lions and two Steller sea lions. So it is still looking good.
I heard the Steller likes to sleep in the trap. Is that true?
I think that's true. Yep. He still thinks it's a safe spot.
Yeah. When's the door going to close on him, man?
And we didn't have anyone from BPA, so we will take off the BPA updates. So I did want to mention, it's not on your agenda, but something that you'll see next month in this 4.11 will be environmental compliance updates. So we had our environmental compliance and safety folks do all the walkthroughs, and there were spreadsheets of all the corrective actions that needed to occur. So one way just to make sure everyone's aware of what's being done, both on the ODFW side and the CORE side, is to bring it here and say, here you go. So you'll see that next month. All right, so now to item number 5, and this is new, and you'll see it, I think, probably every month. There may not be updates every month on all of these, but at least it's on here, so if there are, we can capture them. So the terms and conditions, going through these, the production and biometrics in the first term and condition is included in our hatchery production contracts and will continue to be included in those. The use of natural...
Yes. Hey, Tammy, just real quick on 5.1. One thing that we should make sure doesn't slip through the cracks is that samples collected either on spotting surveys below the dams or above the dams or anywhere else that contractors or our folks get their hands on fish need to be included in that as well. And I think Kathleen O'Malley had been chasing down some samples from 2018 for contractor carcass surveys to add to her catalog for genetic pedigree analysis.
So you're saying the contractor has to make sure that those get sent to Kathleen?
I'm just saying that collectively we need to realize that the biometric data and samples include more than just the hatchery component.
Gotcha. Okay.
Excellent point. All right, and then the use of natural origin broodstocks, I guess if that is something that is desired at any point, we can at least discuss it initially here. And then you can do whatever you need to with it. All right, so Bennett counts. Sounds like ODFW is going to keep responsibility for fish counting in Bennett at the two Bennett dams. Thank you. This is a place where we could report out the counts if we wanted to.
51 last count I saw of winter steelhead.
So maybe that will make it a useful thing to keep on the agenda. Okay, and so then the next one is the Lebanon counts. Bob, did you want to talk to this?
Yeah, no, I can speak to it, Tammy. One of the things we went down, did an initial site visit. I went down with Elise and Ryan. We observed the location. We didn't get into the vault, and I worked with Fenton after, because one of the big questions we have on the south bank is the power supply, and Fenton informed me there is, in fact, a power supply down in the vault, so we can plug in our camera and DVR and collect counts, but I wasn't able to get to the window itself. And Lance, what I'm really hoping is we can do a site visit, because I'd really like to get a better handle on what the scope of this, the counts means. The duration, periodicity, how fast they need to be turned over, where we're going to post them. My group does Columbia River counts, and we've got very specific requirements. So I think it would be helpful if we went down to the site, because I had some questions as if, you know, for instance, is there a crowd in place? How far up from the window can you see? Just enable to be able to, you know, specifically identify to species level. So does that sound reasonable? We try and schedule a site visit here in the near term future, Lance?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. That would be great.
Yeah, because when we look at the north side there, it kind of concerns me because there's no count or there's no window in the north side. And so logistically, and power is more challenging over there. So I didn't know if counts included both north and south, or specifically what we're going to be required to do.
Okay.
And so hopefully I'll try it. I'll work with you offline here, and hopefully we can schedule this in the real near term, because we have the equipment. We can rapidly deploy it, but I just want to make sure we got a good handle on scope.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
Yeah, thank you. Because if we say we're going to do it with the right group, we got to make sure we deliver.
It's in this DP maps. All right, so then that brings us to Leeburg counts. And Bob, did you go out to Leeburg as well?
I have been to Leeburg numerous times, and I believe eWeb has the count equipment in place and provides the video. And so this also, Lance, when we do Lebanon, we can discuss Leeburg as well. And I think we should have ODF&W there to make sure we understand who's doing the counts for what period and some of these same questions. The turnover time, how fast we need to process them, and kind of the period, so I can give a scope to Guthrie and budget to Tammy for what it's going to cost.
Okay.
So my point, of course, was when we go to Lebanon, we can have a discussion about Leeburg as well, and hopefully we get this moving fast.
So the, maybe this is premature, but the funding issues for these counting stations, there's discussions between CORE and ODFW on that, or is that yet to be determined once the budget's fleshed out, or what's there?
So the general agreement is that ODFW is taking all of the Bennett dams, and then the Corps will do the other two.
Okay.
It's easier that way. It's difficult to mix
okay.
funding, yeah, so it sure. kind of either has to be one or the other.
And to follow up on that, and that's why I want to know what the exact scope is, so I can make sure we have it internally resourced, so whatever we say we're going to deliver, we deliver.
And so then a question has come up internally. We believe we can get counting going this year and get it in place, depending upon the scope, but that's our intention. If for some reason we don't, the fallback would be to do spawning surveys downstream again. But I think I recall, Lance, at a previous meeting that if we can get the counting in place, then the downstream spawning surveys are not necessary.
Yeah, I mean, the intent of the counting stations is really to guide broodstock integration, impacts of the hatchery program, PHAS. And so that was the emphasis for okay. those counts.
Because that'll make it easier for me to be able to say, well, we're not doing this activity, so we have funding for this activity over here.
Right.
All right. Okay. All right, so Bob, you will work with Lance to get that scheduled and then include ODFW in the discussion regarding Leeburg.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. All right, so 5.6 is reducing PHAS in the McKenzie River, and that's the Leeburg sorter, which is an MOC. So we can discuss it there, but we will also be able to provide an update here in future months. improving the broodstock holding pond at Willamette Hatchery. So this is something that I have put in the, that has been in the budget and that I continue to put into the budget. It hasn't yet been funded, but we are still working towards that. Budgets are pretty tight these coming years.
So is there anything that can be done in the interim until that funding may occur for design or anything like that? I know, Ryan, you were looking at what had been done in the past, but is there anything that would help that when that big chunk of funding comes along that we're kind of more ready?
So the number that I think Tammy threw out a number of months ago was $500,000 that was in the budget. Is that mm-hmm. right? Or in the budget, not yet approved. So really that's probably the starting amount to look at the redesign from the 2012 design that ODFW's engineers did.
Okay.
Based on what we've learned at the other fish facilities. I mean, some of the components of that initial hatch at Willamette design, I think we could improve upon greatly.
Okay. So my intent would be when we get towards the end of the fiscal year, well, not towards the end, I will develop a charter similar to the water supply issues, try and get a PDT started to look at this, because that's the process that we go through. And then if there's small pots of money available for them to get started, at least they can get started somewhere. But right now we don't have either a large pot or a small pot.
So in that PDT process, they would have a range of alternatives and do all of that potentially, right? Because, I mean, we're not looking for the Cadillac. We're looking for something that is better than the status quo that will improve the situation, you know, over the long term. And they would look at all of those, that range.
Right? Yeah, and then it should be a discussion with all of us as to, okay, so which is going to be our preferred.
Okay.
And hopefully building upon the work we've already done.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Great.
All right. And then these next two are on here because they're in terms and conditions, but they're ODFW related. That's analyzing the steelhead genetics and assessing the future effects of hatchery summer steelhead in the Santiams. So if ODFW would like to provide whatever updates you may have on those two items.
I think the steelhead genetics from the last survey are still being analyzed, so I think that data was collected 2018? May have been 2019. I think it was 2018. And so I don't have an updated report from Mark Johnson or an update from him, so no. And then what was the other thing?
So my question, Lance, was going to be, do you see those two as tied? You do the genetic analysis to inform the impacts of the summer steelhead program, mm-hmm. or is that your kind of vision with those terms and conditions, Lance?
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, so then, yeah, it's the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, and maybe chat with Mark and see what his plans are for the coming years, if anything. It seemed like he was tossing around some ideas, but I haven't followed up with him.
Yeah, okay.
On arm and E stuff.
Okay.
Okay, so the next one is assessing genetic pedigree of Chinook salmon. So getting everything analyzed up to 2019 and then doing every 5 years after. And it's my understanding that it's at the North Santiam, we finished that in. One of the sub-basins is completed, and then the other two we're going to have CRFM funding. CRFM funding may not be available this year for that, and this is not in the O&M budget. So there may be a delay in getting those analyzed this year.
For, like, Cougar?
For, it would be the McKenzie and the...
I wasn't paying attention. Just being honest.
Wait, what did you say, Chris?
I wasn't paying attention at this meeting we had.
I know Rich P has been talking about it and left a message for me. I haven't called him back, and it's part of the litigation scope of actions and stuff. So.
There's also but we have completed the North Santiam, and that was CRFM funded, so that one has been...
Through 2019.
Yes, through 2019. So it's the other sub-basins, Ian had anticipated doing the South San Yam and McKenzie this year, but due to some shifting priorities, that may not get funded this year under CRFM.
So the high priority is Cougar samples. South San Yam, put that one on the back burner, but Cougar is the real one. That having updated information, that would greatly inform management, recycling, the double rerun, all of that would be helpful to have updated information.
I may be able, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. I may be able to provide some information on that front. Rich is